Begin the current daf, Masechet Shabbos, daf Kuf Yud Gimel, begin on the base. Begin the taste of Masechet. This begins with the words of the Gemara. Shlehei debrucha shel Shabbos ke debrucha shel Chol. Your speech on the Shabbos should not be the same as your speech during the weekday. Shlehei comes to disagree with Rashi interpretation of what this means. Shlehei is expounding the pasuk of Aseis Terachecha, which means that you should the way you walk and the way you talk is a v'dab b'davar. So Pesach, because Rashi explains, what does it mean that your Shabbos speech should not be the way it is during the week? That you shouldn't be talking in business dealings and business financial calculations. Now, says Tzitz Ve'enil Rabbein Tam, doesn't seem to be correct to the Rabbein Tam. That is already excluded from Mim Tzachavtzach, which means, say, seeking your interest, that you cannot do that in Shabbos, which is business dealings, only Chavtzei Shemayim. So you already know you can't speak it from Mim Tzachavtzach. Elam Rabbein Tam, rather Rabbein Tam says, what does it mean that your Sabbath speech should be different than your weekday speech? It's K'dam Avikar Rabba, like it says in the Medrash Rabban, Vayikar Rabba, Perek Lama Dal, Reb Shim Ben Yoichi Abba Le'im Asavsar, he had an elderly mother, the Havas, Mishto Yisag, she would speak a lot. Amalah, he told her, Ima, Shabsahu, Mami, it's Shabbos, Shaska, silence, which, Mashem, it sounds like, she'en kol kach ladab, if Shabbos come in b'chol, what does it mean your Shabbos speech should be different? You should be speaking less on Shabbos. Less than what you do during the weekday, because on Shabbos you want to just be present with what's going on, and therefore you don't even speak so much, creating the silence. And actually, with great difficulty did they even permit greeting people on Shabbos, because we don't want to be distracted by other people, by other speaking. We want to be inside ourselves, which is the Shabbos element, and that's what it means.